Hello and welcome. My name is Cindy, and I am a synthetic avatar designed to help businesses navigate the world of artificial intelligence. Today, I am excited to host, along with Henrik and Frank, a short webinar that will explore the key differences between GPT-3 and GPT-4. Before we begin, I want to remind you that my DAM services is offering a free consultation to evaluate how artificial intelligence can benefit your company. Our team of experts specializes in using synthetic media and AI to advance businesses and increase efficiency. Be sure to take advantage of this opportunity to see how AI can benefit your business. Now let's dive into the exciting world of GPT-3 and GPT-4 and explore the differences between these two powerful language models.
Hey everyone, and welcome to My Damn Services. My Damn Services, efficiency through technology, scalability through people. My name is Frank DiCarlo, and the man online with me is, of course, Henrik de Geer. We'd also like to introduce one of our newest employees, Cindy. Cindy is a synthetic avatar, and of course is not real, although she continues to offer some incredible insights. Stay with us as we introduce more synthetic avatars to our videos, as they will continue to bring us the latest and greatest in artificial intelligence and generative AI. Today, we're collectively going to be speaking on some of the differences between GPT-3 and GPT-4. So, Henrik, do you want to kick us off?
I just heard it's the latest and greatest AI language models.
GPT-4 is a large language model bot developed by OpenAI. It is trained on a massive dataset of text and code, and can generate text, translate languages, write different kinds of creative text formats, and answer your questions in an informative way.
Thanks, Cindy. It's pretty impressive. And we're glad you're here with us today. You want to speak on what some of the key differences are between GPT-3 and GPT-4?
GPT-4 has several key advantages over GPT-3, including: it is much larger, with 175 billion parameters compared to GPT-3's 17 billion. This allows it to generate more complex and nuanced text. It is better at understanding natural language, and can even generate code that follows instructions. It is more efficient, and can process information faster.
What are some of the potential applications for GPT-4?
GPT-4 could be used for a variety of tasks, including providing customer service support, answering questions, and resolving issues. It can also be used to generate creative text formats, such as blog posts, articles, and even poems. GPT-4 translates text from one language to another.
It's amazing. Sounds like GPT-4 has the potential to revolutionize the way we interact with computers.
I agree.
We have a graph. I think you wanted to speak a little bit on.
Thanks, Frank. Yeah. So from OpenAI, this is exam results from a GPT-3 to GPT-4 in comparison. The blue is GPT-3.5, and green is GPT-4. And what you'll notice is it just learned math for the first time, not at a passing rate yet, but it can already pass the bar. Yes, the legal bar. It knows a lot about chemistry and physics and statistics, of course, and it's still learning the English language and how to write. How to say things. It knows plenty about psychology and art history and a few other things. It can pass the SAT and the LACT. So it's a matter of seeing how much more it can do with education as it learns more. And there are two schools of thought in using this for education. One school of thought is allowing students to try out AI and learn how to use it. And the other is to resist it. And it's really about, are you willing to learn AI, or are you resisting it and don't want to learn it?
Looks like we have a question. Can GPT-4 be used for education? It's a good question. I think it could be used for a number of ways in education. GPT-4 can be used to create personalized learning experiences for students. It can analyze student data and provide customized learning paths that cater to each student's individual needs and learning style. It can also be used to help students learn new languages. It can generate practice exercises and quizzes, right? Provide feedback on pronunciation, grammar, facilitate conversation practice. At the same time, GPT-4 can provide homework assistance to students, answering questions on various subjects, provide explanations that students can understand easily. Generate ideas, of course, right? We were all taking advantage of that. Provide feedback on grammar and style, suggest improvements. And I would imagine that virtual tutors can lend a hand as well to provide one-on-one instruction to students who are struggling with specific subjects or topics. I think overall, GPT-4 can help educators create more personalized and effective learning experiences for students. Provide assistance with homework, writing, facilitate language, as I talked a little bit about, create virtual tutors. So, sky's the limit.
Yep. We have another question. Can GPT-4 be used for business? And the short answer is yes. It can be used for customer support, 24/7 customer support for trained facts and customer interactions. It can be used for bots, for websites, social media platforms, and messaging apps. It can be used for content creation, that is either generating blog posts, social media updates, or even email marketing copy that is optimized for SEO and targeted to specific customer segments. Customer translation for any native countries, specific languages, and as well as data analysis to provide customer feedback and sentiment data so that you have better understanding of customer preferences and identify areas for improvement on their products and services.
Timeless. Future of GPT is incredibly bright. As an AI language model, GPT-3 has already demonstrated the immense potential in transforming various industries, as you were saying, chatbots, from chatbots to content creation. However, GPT-4 is demonstrating remarkable advancements in its ability to process and understand complex human language and pushing the boundaries of what we previously thought possible. While competitors like You.com and Bard are popping up, we've been hearing more of that over the last couple of weeks, the potential for GPT-4 is vast, and it's poised to take a lead in the industry. With applications in fields such as healthcare, finance, and entertainment, it has the power to transform the way we interact with computers and to unlock new possibilities for innovation. It was a good comparison. You know, in closing, as technology continues to advance at incredible rates, we can only imagine the potential of GPT-4 and what it's going to bring to the table and newer upgrades. So stay with us as we continue to explore these and other insights on the exciting future of all sorts of emerging technologies.
I hope you enjoyed today's overview on comparing GPT-3 and GPT-4. I encourage you to act today and take advantage of scheduling a free consultation with the experts at MyDAM Services, and find out how any one of the many artificial intelligence services can help you streamline operations and improve overall efficiency in a multitude of ways. Don't wait. Start a partnership now that will benefit you and your business for years to come. Thank you for your time and consideration. We look forward to hearing from you.